Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Have you realized in 2022 that now more than ever, people are doing business with people? They are not doing it with products, and they are not doing it when they don't have a sense that they know who they're doing business with. Check out any major corporation right now in America. They are using a face to build their brand. They are no longer relying simply on colors like Home Depot orange. Yes, we all know that. The McDonald's arches. Yes, we all know that. It's iconic, but it's not people. The corporations of today are really moving their brand forward by putting a face to their product. They are making you relate to the product, whether it's funny, serious, or just someone talking. I guarantee you, every single person, when I say Progressive Insurance, knows exactly what I'm talking about. I guarantee you, if I say Liberty Mutual, you probably are going to stop and sing the song and picture how they're doing their commercials, standing in front of the Statue of Liberty. That's the face. I guarantee you, you can think of one product you have purchased just because someone that you like, know, trust, and respect uses it. This works. You can build a massive business around a person because it becomes relatable and it humanizes the product. My daughter absolutely loves Florence makeup. Now, she doesn't get to wear a lot of makeup because I don't think she's old enough yet, but what she does use has got to be the Florence brand. And she uses the Florence brand 100%, not because of what's in it, not because how they test it, not because of how great it makes her face feel. She uses it because she is a fan of the TV show Stranger Things. And the main character in Stranger Things is Millie Bobby Brown. And Millie Bobby Brown not only produces the Florence makeup, but she uses it on set and talks about using it on set. So she has used her own person to build her brand of makeup. Kylie Jenner has done the same thing. I use Kylie makeup. Why? Because when I walk into Sephora or Ulta and I go to look for a new thing of moisturizer for my face, I could go to CoverGirl that's been around 1,000 years. I could go to some expensive makeup product that I've never heard who they are, but they're made in Italy and they're supposed to be the best. No, I'll be honest. I went to the right and I picked up the pink container of Kylie makeup. Why? Because I recognize that name. And whether I love the Kardashian brand or not, I recognize that they are girly girls. They do a lot of makeup. And I'm just going to try their product because maybe it works. And she, Kylie, has humanized makeup for me in such a way that that's where I'm going to go. Now, most of you listening are probably sitting here thinking, why the hell is Joanne talking about Kylie and Millie Bobby Brown and makeup when this is a real estate daily tip podcast? Because I want to ask you straight up, how are you building your brand so that your clients only want to use you in real estate? How are you humanizing yourself? Are you showing up in social media constantly talking politics? Constantly bashing the market, constantly bashing Zillow? Let me break some news to you folks. If you are the agent that wants to constantly bash Zillow in an effort to make your clients think that you know more than they do, you're missing the mark because your clients are going to Zillow. They are checking out what Zillow says their home is worth. So when you bash what they're looking at instead of guiding them toward how to look at it correctly, you don't make yourself relatable. Instead, build your brand of authority by constantly being on social media, showcasing local restaurants, local owners of pubs, local shops that people should get into and buy stuff from. Don't just showcase the home that you're selling, showcase the lifestyle, showcase the area that you sell. relate yourself to your potential client and see things through their eyes on social media, such that when they go to buy or sell a home, your brand is who they trust because your brand shows up in the way that they are looking at things. If you build your brand correctly, you will build a sustainable real estate business that will never go away, no matter how the market goes up and down, how many other agents get in or out of the business, how many times, heck, you even change your broker. Your broker, by the way, is not your brand. It may have been 10 years ago. 10 years ago, if you were with a specific broker, you were probably known for selling luxury homes or selling more to first timers or being the small mom and pop brokerage, whatever it was, because 10 years ago, we weren't as relatable. We didn't, as a culture, look to people's faces to buy a product. And now we do because of social media, because we have access to Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and all the other spaces that we can go and check out our potential agent well before we ever talk to them. We know who they are, and so we follow them. It's not your broker. If you're standing behind your broker today because the platform that they give you allows you to build your business, then I applaud you and amen to that. But if you're standing behind your broker today because you think they give you the business or they make you have the business because of who they are, I would prepare yourself that in the next 12 months, you may see a difference in your business because the other agents around you, they're getting it. They're getting the message that they have to build a brand based on them. They utilize their broker to help them build the brand, but the brand is still them at the end of the day. If you don't know how to build your brand, I encourage you to jump into the Real Boss Women's community. We have a private Facebook group. It is free to join. And I am in there every other week training, teaching, and coaching agents just like yourself on how to build a sustainable business. I will help you make the connections that you need to make to get out there and make it happen. This is your business. Build it how you want to. I'm just here to help you, girl.